Let's just put that there, and we'll just kind of go over stuff again, and you can fill things in if you like.
I've got various things, edits and corrections.
Yeah. Well, I think we might as well sort of go over things again, and so, like my son, your name and your date of birth, please.
Oh, Magdalene Cookson. 10th of September, 1937.
And when did you come to the Harris, and what course did you do?
I came to the Harris in 1951 to do commercial, to the commercial college.
That was the junior commercial?
Well, I was 13, coming up 14. I think I was just started in September 1951, when the school year begins.
Yeah.
And I was 14 in September, so...
Okay.
So, you know... But I must have done the entrance exam.
Yeah.
Maybe when I was 12, I don't know.
Okay.
Before I was 13, I don't know.
And what kind of... What kind of education had you had before you came?
A usual small school education. I went to a Catholic primary school, or it wasn't called a primary school then. It was you went from age 5 and you left at 15,
mm-hmm.
which was a school leaving age in those days, and straight out into the workplace.
Yeah, yeah.
But. I did go in for the 11 plus at the time, but they hadn't really given you any instructions at the school in how to do an exam, and I didn't know, and I probably didn't care either.
Yeah.
And I did the exam in the school.
Yeah.
And of course, being timed, I just looked at things and done about two or three of the questions,
mm-hmm.
answered those, and then they tell you to put your pencil down. And I had not done anywhere near enough to get anywhere near a good result.
Where was the school?
It was at St. Francis, at the Hill Chapel in Goosner.
Okay.
And it's still operating, and it's a very good school.
Okay.
It's developed since my day, you know.
And what did your parents do?
My parents were, my dad was a farmer.
Yeah.
And my mother stayed at home as a housewife, really.
Okay.
She was fully occupied.
So he owned the farm and worked there?
Yes, he did. His father, he helped his dad pay for the farm when they got it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he did a bit of engineering. He started off with mending bicycles, then doing motorbikes.
Right.
And then he went to cars,
yeah.
and buses and tractors and farm machinery. He only went to a small school.
Yeah.
Barton, Newhouse, that's still going.
Right.
At Barton, very good at maths he was.
Yeah.
Yes. And so he was working there. He didn't live on the farm. We didn't live on the farm because his mother was a widow, and him and his brother took over the farm, really, although my dad had an interest in it because it helped his father to buy it. That was the story I got from them at the time. Yeah.
But had either of your parents had any secondary education?
No. Went straight into work there. Well, I think 14 was the age for leaving school in their year.
Yeah.
Their days. My mother went into. She looked after children. She looked after a family of 5 children in Preston when she left school, and. So it's kind of a nanny type thing, cooking and that. And then she went to work at Clayton to somebody called FitzHerbert Brockles. And she worked there until she got married, really.
Yeah.
So in between going and working in Preston, They were bakers, the people. They'd have a shop, you know.
Right.
In Preston. She worked on a farm across the field. She lived at Sturt Clan on Brock, near the Brockles Arms, really.
Okay.
Brockles Arms, the pub there that's still operating. Up the lane, by that. And she went in and worked as a chef, a cook.
Right.
Yeah, I think she enjoyed it.
Yeah. Okay. So how did you find out about the Harris? Presumably you took the entrance exam, did you?
I didn't personally find out.
Yeah.
Myself, but I have an auntie who is also my godmother, my dad's sister, uh-huh. A single lady, and she did a lot and helped the parents really in bringing up us children, yeah. You know. And I think it may have come from the school originally.
Right.
Obviously, they'd know, wouldn't they? The head teacher there would know. And her name, it's Mrs. Grimble Destin,
okay.
Which comes out as a very funny word.
I know that surname. It's it's an unusual one, but
yes.
That area, I know there's a couple of people from that area who have that surname.
Yes, I know somebody since, but I don't think whether they're actually related to this school teacher. But that's how it's spelled.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have one of my friend's daughter is married to a Grimble Destin, and her two children are keen swimmers.
So when you came to the Harris, did you get a bus in from?
Yes.
From
yes. Goofner? Yes. Yes, that was the only way really. I think we got a weekly ticket for school bus.
Okay.
There must have been something.
Yeah.
And I came in on the bus and to the bus station and just walked through here.
Yeah.
And off in the old building, we went up the steps.
Yeah.
The girls went up the steps. They were mostly girls that did a commercial.
Yeah.
There was one lad in our year, in that particular one, because there was A's and B classes.
Right.
And I was in, after your first year, you were one, I was 1B, and then second year, 2B.
Oh, okay,
The A's and B's, you know.
Yeah.
I think probably the head teacher, Mrs. Grimble Destin, might have told my parents about it, because she thought I should, she must have thought I had the intellect to go to another. Because they tried, I went to what they call Mother Superior's interviews and exams. I'm not sure there were two. There was Winkley Square Convent and what's the other one? I can't think of the other one now off the top of my head. There were two convents in Preston, convent schools, and they sent me to at least one. I might have gone to both. And I didn't impress them, so I never got there. I can't say I'm sorry. And they took the older children here.
Yeah.
They're 11 years old. So I had to be tutored in mathematics because at the Hill Chapel, they call it Hill Chapel School, we never really got any further than a long division.
Okay.
With the maths. So this auntie now.
Yeah.
Had organised her sister-in-law, who's a school teacher, it could have been my mother.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was a very quiet person, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she just got on with things and really didn't stir anything up or do anything. Yeah. She was quite hard working actually. So I ended up having tuition in maths in order to pass the entrance exam for this. yes, because I was pretty good at English from
yeah.
and just came naturally to me,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So I managed to pass this, not what sort of grade I got. But.
So what was it like coming from your kind of village school to the Harris College, to Harris Institute?
Almost a culture shock, really.
Yeah.
Because I'd, up to the end of the war, I'd walked to school, which were like 2.5 miles each way,
yeah.
with other children.
Yeah.
And back again, you know. How the parents knew whether we ever got there or not, you know, because they don't tell you for.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a very trusting time, I think, even though
yeah.
it was wartime.
Yeah.
And, I'm thinking I had quite a bit of a shock, really, because I didn't know a soul,
yeah.
didn't know anyone, any of the little children.
Yeah.
Must have been welcomed quite nicely because I settled down all right.
Yeah. Well, were you the oldest child?
Yes.
Okay, so you were the first in a way.
Yeah, my brother 2 years younger than I am.
Yeah.
And we all went to that little school.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were four of us.
So what would how did you find the teaching and the teachers?
I think I found them much the same as the ones I was used to, really, in a way.
Yeah.
There were only two teachers in the school.
Yeah.
The Salem Chapel School. There was one of them. I think it was Mr. Griffiths, the history teacher. I think. Some of them had been in the war, you know, they'd served in the war.
Yeah.
They had a sense of humour. Yeah, I enjoyed it, actually. I think I can't say I was afraid of anybody or,
yeah.
you know, didn't like them or anything like that. No, I was all right, really.
Yeah. And did you find them approachable or...?
What in what way would you mean approachable?
I suppose it's sort of. I was just. What's made me think about this, Magdalene, is that some of the people have found that it was at school the teachers were very formal and. Very kind of standoffish, and it was a slightly different kind of relationship when they came here.
Oh, I see what you mean. It was definitely. You had to sort of. What do I say? You had to behave yourself, basically.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
There was. It was a strict, fairly strict.
Yeah.
Because at some stage, I know I ended up getting lines for not wearing my school berry.
Right.
You know, and things like that.
Yeah.
And you end up doing lines.
Okay.
Forever,
yeah.
And then I don't know whether they looked at them through me bin or something. You know. Yes. So I must have been a bit of a naughty child at some stage.
I know. Were there any pranks or naughtiness?
Well, the only thing I can remember, I think it was Mr. Cobham. Was it Mr. Cobham?
Mm-hmm.
He was the maths teacher. It wasn't naughtiness, it was just fun, really. He would play jokes on us.
Okay.
He had us calculating, I can remember this, something about a boat with a ladder on its side.
Uh-huh.
Right, and we had to calculate as the water, the tide came in or something, how far up the ladder the water would have gone in a certain length of time, you know.
Yeah.
I always thought that was fun. I've remembered it anyway.
Yeah.
And you know, it was quite an imposing guy, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether he used to cycle. here.
Okay.
On a, like a rally bike or some sort, yeah.
And at lunchtime, did you, was there a refectory or anything?
Yes, there was, and I don't know where it was. It, in the building.
Yeah.
But there was a railway that was running quite nearby, I think, at the time.
Yeah.
And we had the school meals in there, and they were fairly, basic. They were good. I had a good appetite, I ate anything. But that was when, as children, we used to chew up a blotting paper and flick it on the ceiling of it. Off your ruler.
Yeah.
See if you got it quite high. But you sat in tents like this, you know, on
run. Yeah.
And it smelt of cabbage. It always seemed to smell of boiled cabbage.
School dinners always do.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's the norm, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the puddings were always something stewed with custard on. And yeah. they put them on the window ledge, and the windows were open.
Yeah.
And you get them with flecks of soot in, with black specks all over them, you know, you have it.
Yeah.
And that's just a couple of things I remember, but otherwise I won't remember much about them.
And did, just thinking about, you know, they would say about how the boys in the tech school and the girls in the commercial school never met, did you have separate dining time?
We must have done, because I can't ever remember being any boys around. In the refectory anyway.
Yeah.
Unless it was so big we were, you know.
Yeah.
I really can't remember seeing any of the boys, except I brought you that school sports day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it useful to have that?
Yes. Yeah.
And there were some boys taking part in that as well, so it was.
And you had a game session every week?
We did, yes. I've been looking on that timetable. It was. Yeah. I enjoyed that really.
Yeah.
We walk down now. Then I have a friend, the friend that I think I've mentioned in the other one, Mabel Ratcliffe. She was, so she got married. She lives in Blackburn now, and I've inquired about this bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was. I think it is deleting my, in the last one, that we didn't cross the tram bridge.
Okay.
I have no memory of crossing a bridge.
Okay.
From that time. So I got in touch with Mabel, and she says, oh yeah, we want to cross. Because I really probably didn't. At the time, I wasn't just thinking that these playing fields were at the other side of the river.
Yeah.
You know, are they still there? Are they still used?
No. I think most people have said that they were on the other side of the river,
yeah.
And you had to get changed in the art school.
That's right, yes. I went back some years ago, I think it was Geordie or someone else. I saw that it was. Being closed down or something, mm-hmm. From being actually, it was used as an art place then.
Yeah.
And Mabel came along, and there was about 10 or a dozen came from to have a look round. It was sad.
Yes.
Very sad to see.
Yes.
But the old fashioned theatre, with a, you know, you sat up and you could only sit down at a little table at the bottom where the lecture was. Taking place, you know, but we were in those. We came in somewhere along the way, way up the steps. I just got changed between the seats, really.
Yeah. And did you socialise with any of your classmates outside of the classes?
Not that I can recall, really, no. It was a case of catching bus home, you know, after school.
Yeah.
But it was just Mabel that I saw after school, really, later years, when she was going out on holiday and stuff. I used to go meet up with her and things, you know.
But I suppose if you were the only person coming in from...
I'm goose now, but there was only me on the bus from here, really, at that time.
Yeah.
Unless there was a boy and out of the same year, well, I've mentioned him in the other one, George Gornall, he must have taken the exam and passed and went into the engineers. I never saw him when we were here. But he would, I don't know how he got on, to be truthful. He might have been not saying bus, but... Because he lived at Goose, he lived in the village, but... I'm surprised I can remember anything, really, after all this while. Yeah.
And obviously, you had things like the sports days. Were there any other sort of extracurricular activities? Were there any... Was there any societies or anything? Yeah.
No, we were only like 14, right. 15.
Yeah.
We probably classed as very much a child in those days.
Yeah.
I didn't go to anything. I can't remember doing it anyway. I've inquired about, in the last interview, I mentioned I thought we'd been taken out to a concert in the public hall.
Okay.
I asked Mabel again. She said, but my parents might have said, no, you're not going to that, you know. We might have had to pay or something.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it might have gone from the primary school. I don't know.
Okay.
I can't find any. I might ask Bunty.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to get it. Well, I haven't had time, to be truthful, to start. After Bunty was supposed to meet up sometime soon. Mm. She'd know, I think, she would know.
Yeah.
But the other one was, I remember going into a cotton mill, one of the cotton mills in Preston.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can't figure out, you don't think we'd be going to such things again from the school.
Mm. And when it came to leaving, was there any advice or guidance on getting a job? Or
when we were on the points of, I think the employers from the Preston must have seen if there was anybody suitable for an office job that wanted to work in Preston. And I did remember being sent out with two other girls to, I think it was Webb's, a company, for an interview in school time.
Right.
And at this interview, for an office, I don't know what they call them really, a clerk or something, you know. Went there. And I remember we sat in a row opposite this man who was interviewing us, and he was asking each of us questions, and he looked at me and asked me a question, and the girl next to me answered before I could. and it did happen more than once, did that, because it was kind of looked at. And I never said a word in that interview, really. And when I got back to school, they'd offered me the job. Apparently. The teacher, and I have no idea which one it was, I thought it was a man, said, by the time you paid your bus fare, I think about, was it, I'm thinking, it wasn't very much, £2.10 in those days was quite a decent wage. You know, a very good wage, actually.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether this was for £1 or something a week.
Yeah.
It was very, you know, compared to now.
Yeah.
And this person thought, by the time I paid my bus fare, it wouldn't be worth my while, so it declined the job for me, really. Which, to be truthful, I was a proper school kid, just obey your elders.
Yeah, yeah.
And never really would. I don't even know if I told my parents now.
Oh, it's interesting that they rang the college about the job and they turned it down.
Well, I think it was a good place to be educated for the they have a good pool of work people from this college to employ in your business in Preston, I think it must have been.
So where?
Pardon me.
So what was your first job after leaving?
Well, first job, officially me, you know, I ended up writing letters to different companies after I'd left school.
Who were you working for? Who did you work for when you left the college?
Well, I worked for a while in a school where my godmother worked in.
Okay.
I must have got paid a bit of money, pocket money basically. This is while I were writing letters I got any interviews. I don't think I got anything from that really. But I also got a reply. They were always very good at replying to you. To your letters. So my auntie, who was working in a school, which cooked lunches, dinners for outlying schools.
Okay.
The little country schools like Little Chapel where I went.
Yeah.
She got me there working in the kitchen and serving meals to the school. Okay. So they must have not finished their school year, so.
Right.
Anyway, I did that for a bit and... And then I got an interview at Askew's, which this auntie took me, and it was for a clerk, basically. Yeah. They knew I could, I was a typist and shorthand and that, so I went and they asked to look at my hands. It was a lady.
Yeah.
Interviewed me. And I said, oh, yeah, I've got clean fingernails or something. And she asked if I got a handkerchief. Well, that's cold cotton hanky, So they gave me the job. Oh, she tested me with handwriting first as well because it was a clerk job. And I can't remember doing the test, but I know I got the job because my handwriting was clear enough to read. Good enough to read. So I worked there. That's only up the road from here. So, I was coming on the bus again for a long while to work there. And then I started cycling. And I used to leave my cycle in where they had the canteen. It was only a little place with a cooker, where you could brew up.
Yeah.
Well, that was... And I did that till I got married, so it was about 8 years.
Okay.
Yeah. I went on a farm then, farming.
And thinking about your time at the Harris, what did it mean to you at the time or subsequently?
Well, I think I had no idea that it was... any different than any other school, It was no school to me, really. And I did enjoy it. I did particularly enjoy the gym.
Yeah.
Climbing ropes and going over these pommel horses and doing short arm balances and you see young lads doing them now, don't you, in the Olympics, doing all these fancy things on these pommel horse things. But... it was a lady who took gym, PE. There were window bars, and I enjoyed going in and out. They were telling me how to do things, going downhill through bottom one sideways. I suppose it was quite high up. And then they had those balance bars, the thin bar things. I was walking on those as well. I really enjoyed it.
You did say that when you first came, it was it was like a culture shock. Was it just the size and the number of people?
I think it was coming into Preston mainly.
Yeah.
The journey as much as anything.
Yeah.
Because I just hadn't experienced anything like it at all. It was
It's quite an adventure, yeah, quite an adventure, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And, yes, I was... yeah, it was a culture shock, really, and there was a lot of people here, and I remember seeing someone in a turban. When I was sent to the office, they didn't let you have so many pencils and things in those days. I think they probably... It was long after the war, was it, when you think about it?
Yeah.
Probably the shortages. Yeah. And I used to go to the office and they'd give you a new pencil or a pen. And
did they provide the exercise books and that kind of thing?
We really didn't have to pay for anything, as far as I know.
Okay. No. What about the lunches?
I can't remember. Yeah, probably had to pay something. Because we had paid for, parents paid for school dinners when we was at the previous school, and got these meals sent out from the same place where I went to.
Yeah.
To work in between after leaving school.
Okay.
I enjoyed it here, actually, when I come to think about it. And I've never played hockey before, so we did hockey. And I had all second-hand stuff from people my parents knew that girls had gone to convents and these other places were probably paid for.
Yeah.
You know. And they were a bit battered, but they worked. Yeah. I was quite good at running, basically. I think I was better at running. And, I was good at running. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I think I've kind of given you another grilling. Is there anything we haven't covered that you'd like to talk about, or anything else that you've thought of?
What that I've been up to since?
No, mainly about your time.
Yeah. We got a certificate at the end of the 2 years. Called a leaving certificate.
Yeah.
And I think they were graded, and I don't think I got a very great one. I was very good at typing.
Yeah.
I was good at art.
Yeah.
And PE.
Yeah.
And English, I think that would be my best book. I couldn't find any of the any other paperwork, like exam things or anything that's been thrown out, you know, in my direction. But the French came in handy.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Had you done any French before?
No.
Uh-huh.
Not a thing. I wouldn't have. And we did history, a bit of history at primary school, music.
Yeah.
They used to have a programme on the radio for schools.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long it went on after I left, but we listened to music and could identify the piano or a wind instrument or drums or whatever. That was on the radio. The teacher in the primary school had this stuck on her desk, big old.
Yeah.
To listen to that was quite interesting.
Yeah.
But here, I had not done French before, so I could read it, write it, translate backwards and forwards letters.
Yeah.
There's some in the French book. Look at the scribble. French. I've translated backwards and forwards. I'd have to go back for a refresher to. So I come out and I knew my verbs and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, excellent.
But really couldn't speak it. My parents didn't speak French.
Yeah.
And nobody else I knew really, apart from Mabel. And she lived in like the next village to me, you know. Well, Blackburn. She lived in Longridge at that time.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so. There's some other name that's misheard when I was talking about how well most, well, all of these and all the ones I know anyway, did after they'd left the St. Francis Hill Chapel School. They were, most of them went into business.
Okay.
And the big businesses like Forshaw and Forshaw.
Yeah.
It's come out as Alan on the first.
Oh, okay.
And it's Anne. And they've got big business, you know. Now.
Yes.
And that George, as we're telling you about, he was a builder. He's still about. And they all made good lives, you know.
Yeah.
Out of a little school.
Yeah.
But I would not have done any of this commercial stuff, and it's come in really handy because we went farming when I got married.
Yeah.
And obviously we have all the bookkeeping and accounts to do.
Yeah.
And all dealing with merchants.
Right, so it all came in handy.
It came in very handy.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent.
And the typing, of course, I can tell you something from my married life anyway. When one of my daughters had left, she'd married and she was living in not far from me, and she got a computer, separate thing with a keyboard.
Yeah.
And she was showing it off to her friends and showing it off to me.
Yeah.
And she says, right, Mum, you'll have a go. So I did, what's it, the lazy dog jumps and everything. I was like that, looking at the screen, you know. So they were all, I looked around and they were all.
Not seen touch typing before.
Yeah. So that was fun. And also, I think using those really old machines. Here, I can have a look. You know,
all right.
These things that I've accumulated.
Yeah.
They've all got my name on, so I don't know. I've been given them.
Yeah.
Right about the band. That sort of thing.
Yes, yeah.
A big old Underwood. And to teach us to type, they played. To do it at a steady pace.
Yeah.
They played the Royal Air Force Fly Past March.
Yeah.
And you dum 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 dum.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the speed.
Okay.
To do 30 words a minute, I think it was, something like that. I mean, you could do a lot faster.
Yeah.
Now, but and it made your fingers strong.
Yeah.
And it covered the keys,
yeah,
so that you could not see
what
letter it was or number, with little metal covers on top.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
So that you couldn't sneak, and so you had to really know. And if you got on the wrong row, it came out in gibberish. But when I went to ask you, we used to have a 10-minute break in the morning and in the afternoon, and we'd play about somebody knew how to make pictures, pixelated really.
Oh, right, yeah.
And did a lot of that, I don't know how I did it. But tabulating was another thing I was good at.
Yeah.
Which you don't even need to think about now, do you?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. I enjoyed it. I think I have a mechanical mind, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's good, yeah. I'm just having a look at, Trambridge. Erase that bit about the definitely in Trambridge. I think I must have done. Can't remember. And yet it's stuck in Mabel's mind, walking over it.
Yeah.
And said they used to go along the railway line as well after the other side. So, have you been told?
Yeah. Well, I know roughly where it is. I know that area.
Yeah.
I don't think there are any playing fields there now.
No, I thought that there was then, actually. Not much of one. I don't know. How many years? 70-ish?
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know whether you're interested in the old Dukes.
So is there anything else I can are you happier with what we've talked about this time?
Yeah. You don't need to erase the other one, just the bits of...
Okay.
That's... the special one with...